This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Could these three veterans be the solution for the Cowboys' Vegas problems as massive underdogs behind the Bears, the Vikings, and
Tampa?
Worthy teams.
San Fran.
Yeah, exactly.
Tearing it down.
Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience. Over at The Athletic, John Machota has an article up. He talked about three free agents who he feels like they missed out on, and then three free agents who he thinks that they could still tap into as we're in this second wave of free agency. Guys they missed out on, like you mentioned, Dre Greenlaw. That was the linebacker that they really wanted. That was the one that they thought, all right, that'll solidify us. We'll be good there. He ends up signing with Denver. Christian Fulton, the corner. Puna Ford, the defensive tackle, who ended up with the Rams. So you got guys who you were hoping for, banking on, missed out on them. These three are going to address the position of defensive line, wide receiver, and corner, which are all areas that I think we still have as relatively significant needs.
Wide receiver two to me is the scariest. That's the scariest need.
Yeah.
It's a big time need and it's a big time position and they have not addressed it.
Could they have? Yes.
Well, they've tried with Tolbert. They're going to try to sell us on Mingo.
Uh-huh. God, if they try. That's a tough. That might be Jerry's most impressive sales pitch of all time if he can get that to land.
Mingo?
If he can get it to land. Now, he's not going to be able to.
They tried it with Gallup. Yep. They've tried.
Yeah.
Cooks.
I talk about this offseason. Like they haven't really, you know, they didn't get who they, you know, who was out there, Adams and Cup.
Well, I mean, they were, for a while, prioritizing receiver way high because it was like, all right, we got Cobb, Gallup, Cooper. All right, Cobb's out. We're drafting Lamb. It's Lamb, Gallup, Cooper. Like, they were putting resources in there, and then they just kind of shifted away from it in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because of Dak.
Yeah.
Dak's money.
And so he's eating too much of that pie. Why don't you cut back on some of the pie? Nico would never let that happen. When you look at their receiver setup right now, if I told you they're going into training camp, but this is the group, this is who they have, sorry, you're going to deal with it. Are you wanting Tolbert, who you probably feel like you know a little bit more of what he is, which is not great, but you probably think he's better than Mingo, versus giving Mingo a shot of a guy who just, I don't think he's very good, but I also just don't know about him. Would you rather they roll with Mingo or Tolbert if they were to enter camp right now like that?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I guess I'll lean lean Tolbert.
Tolbert.
I think
it's Tolbert for me.
I think Tolbert's probably it. Mingo, I think part of what they like about him, too, is just, and he did show this on tape last year when he was here, he was really good in the run game. And so if they are wanting to establish more of the run identity and do some different things there, then he could be effective in that effort on the perimeter.
Did Lockett officially sign yet?
With
the Raiders? I couldn't. I know there was reports that he was like heading there, but
I haven't seen
I never
it.
Saw anything official.
No, there's nothing that says he signed. There's just stuff about him.
Let me give you a scouting report from one of your colleagues at the NFL Network. Ted McMillan.
Love him.
That's all we keep hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
Ted McMillan. Go ahead, get him. 12, 12, 12. Steve Smith, NFL Network, with his scouting report.
The T-Mac evaluation for me, my humble opinion, is, he's a number one ranked wide receiver, but he's not the number one wide receiver. I think he leaves a lot of plays on the field.
Okay.
I don't think he has the ability to dominate like his size is. I think he's a jump ball guy, but I don't see his route tree being very elaborate.
Okay, well, Steve Smith's like Tiger Woods. As soon as he stops getting his affair people, I guess he just loses all of his ability. Man,
I cannot think about Steve Smith without seeing the photo of him taking like from below. Where
I've seen his evaluations. I'm not a fan. Clearly, we all just saw his evaluations recently. He could do better. All right, if you want to
you're not agreeing with any of that.
No, I think Tet McMillan is really, really good.
But how could, I'm dumbing this down. How could a possible Hall of Fame wide receiver NFL analyst look at film? Did he say three things, two of the three you disagree with there? Or are you just boiling it down to whether you think McMillan's good or not? What about what he actually said?
I think it's really impossible to look at things on his tape and say he leaves anything on the field. I think that there's very little that's wasted in Tet McMillan's game. I think that's an awful criticism. Sometimes I feel like receivers can either be, and this is the case with anybody who plays the position, I feel like somebody who's played the position before can either give you really great insight, and then there are other times where like the competitor in them and the way they do things is going to come out a little bit, and they're going to be a little like, that guy's not, I wouldn't do it that way.
I
don't like that guy. And so I think there's a little bit of that.
That's fair, because you probably do gravitate to players who play like you in terms of what you like.
Sure.
It's just, there's a bias. There's a built-in bias there.
All right, so here are the players that John Machota wants them to go after. And we'll start with the receiver position. Keenan Allen He said the Cowboys had some interest in Cooper Kupp before he signed with the Seahawks. Dallas never was going to be a player at that number, but Allen would be more affordable and could give the Cowboys a much-needed number two wide receiver option. Keenan Allen, last year with the Bears at his age 32 season, 70 receptions, 744 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's had before that, leading into that year, he had 5,000 receiving yard seasons in 7 years leading up to that.
So I'm actually surprised at Keenan's numbers. I thought in looking them up, they were going to be worse. Keenan Allen has always been, you know, a solid, solid pro, but hurt.
Yeah.
Injured. 15 games, 70 catches. He's, how old is he?
He'll be 33 next year.
You know what? If you can get Keenan Allen on the cheap, I'd be down for it. I thought his numbers were going to be worse for this, playing with a broken system in Chicago, yeah, no line, and a rookie quarterback.
Lucky for you, I actually have prepared salary numbers, so you can actually make a judgment based on what the money is.
Oh, grrr.
All right, Keenan Allen, I tell you the deal is 2 years, $20 million, $16 million guaranteed. So it's $10 million a year, and you are locked in. You're probably going to be locked in for the full 2 years.
10 a year? Okay. What do you think? How much more expensive is Diggs going to be?
Man, the longer
they
all...
give me the contract for Lockett. Because I'm looking at Lockett and Keenan as my three.
Yeah.
And hoping for a better two.
My thought is Stephon Diggs probably 15, 16 a year. Okay. I would guess Lockett around 8 to 10. Maybe less because he's pretty much slot only.
Okay.
Would you rather have Lockett or Keenan? And keep in mind, CD working out of the slot.
Probably Keenan because that allows CD to play in the slot more.
Take it for what it's worth. Keenan Allen's average yards of separation this past year was 3. Pretty good. Lockett's 2.7. So other people that were at, you know, Ja'Marr Chase was at 3. Justin Jefferson was 3.1. Amon-Ra St. Brown was 3.1. So take that for what it's worth. Ladd McConkey, 3.1.
All right. 2 for 20. I'm in on that right now.
Chop.
I can't be too
for
greedy.
Keenan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like Lockett better still. But if it was only Keenan Allen, I would do 2 for 20. You know, they're going to have to find a way to draft somebody, I'm sure. They're going to.
Yeah, you would think.
You know, it depends on the class and how high you want to go.
Of course, if it doesn't go their way, you know what they'll say. Well, we spent a fourth-round pick on Jonathan Mingo.
Right.
That was one of our draft picks. Asante Samuel Jr. at corner, one of the darlings of the Cowboys draft coverage Twitter sphere 4 years ago when he was coming out. And somebody who has played decent with the Chargers but had injury issues recently and has still had some of his struggles at times in coverage. John writes that he's another starting caliber cornerback. Says it's somewhat surprising that Samuel hasn't been signed. There are some health concerns, but he's a quality player when on the field. 25 years old. He's 5'10", 180. Smaller build. He would probably play a lot of your nickel. He'd be the Jordan Lewis replacement. Asante Samuel Jr., I tell you, you can have him for 2 years, $19 million, so 9.5 years.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I have not watched Asante Samuel on tape or remember any of his highlights. That's why I go to PFF for these things in these conversations. He had a 59.3 PFF grade. That's not good. 131 out of 222 corners. That does not mean I'm saying no.
Right.
I don't know enough about it.
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I'll tell you this. You know, like, so there are some teams that say he's a former first rounder. Let's take the former first rounder, right? There's a pedigree there.
Yeah, he's not. But
right.
Yeah.
I know. But the pedigree for him is obviously his name. And, like, you know, you have to ask yourself, how much does it matter growing up with a professional athlete father of the same position, same sport, everything, where, like, does that give you a higher IQ in that sport, which could help you along the way?
Sure.
I think in baseball, like, you know,
he's 25.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. He's really small. And so there are concerns about him holding up over time because, like, just a slightly built guy who'll have some injuries.
What do you think? What's the money?
It'd be 9.5 years for 2 years. So because the corner market, that would be paying above what he's probably worth. But it's because the corner market right now is really expensive.
It's jumping. I mean, look, you're going to have to get players anyway. Do you want rookies at that position?
Screw it. Yeah, sign him and then get somebody in here to compete and figure it out. Yep. And then the last name here along the defensive line. Ooh, an old soul.
Calais
Campbell. He turns 39 in September, continues to be productive, coming off of his 17th NFL season. John Machota says that Campbell ranked sixth by PFF among all interior defensive linemen last season.
Wow.
He can still play kind of a little bit, some flexibility across the defensive line. Just steady contributor. Last couple years, 5.5 sacks, 6.5,
in,
5 sacks.
In.
So 1 year, and I tell you, $8 million.
And I'm tired of, I succumbed to RJ Choppy's ageism on too many defenders, like the Bobby Wagner. RJ was right on running backs, always right, nothing matters but the quarterback. But I gave in to these, my gut wanted veteran leaders like a Bobby Wagner here and there to bring in, not just to play, but this locker room obviously needed it with the Micah and Tank crap. Calais Campbell was number one, according to PFF, in run defense grade.
Wow.
An 86. His overall grade was an 82.3. That tells me he can still play. Seems like the right type of dude everyone loves. I'm in.
And how old is he?
He'll be 39 in September. This will be year 18.
You know, on that LeBron program.
Dude, there's a chance we were in college at the same time.
Did he go to Tennessee?
No, he didn't. I'm just saying, like, at the same time.
There's no way, is there?
I don't know. I mean, he could have been.
When did you graduate?
02.
Yeah, you definitely were not in college with him at the same time. You're 45.
Okay, so, yeah, but he was there late. He was at college late. Calais Campbell got there in 04, so you were close.
Close.
He got to Miami in 2004. But I would be in on this one. To me, again, you've got resources. You've got finances available to be able to spend a little bit because you've missed out on some players. You've got to do the best you can to cover some of these contingencies because you cannot just lean on, let's make sure the personnel department just picks us starters all the way through round six. That's going to screw them over.
It does.
They can't just lean on that.
Yeah, 1 year deal. Yeah. You get it for 1 year. Let's
Which is
it.
All I think he wants right That's now, it. I'd Let's imagine. Go. So,
and you in on that?
Yeah, I'd be in on that for $8 million and just say, hey, let him come in here and be somebody to disperse knowledge as well to the young defensive lineman.
Below the belt on the official home of the Dallas Cowboys, Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Let's get to all the gambling, all the picks, all the bets, and our official bracket reveal with the show punishment with the madness kicking off today. Next on The Fan.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.